Pacific Mornings.
Now, yesterday we brought you the story of Aroni Leilua, who is competing to be the first sailor to represent Samoa at the Olympics. The man he has to beat for the spot? Well, it's 20-year-old Tariki Numa from Papua New Guinea. Tariki is the only other Pacific Islander fighting for the Oceania Olympic spot at the 2020 Men's World Laser Championships here in Melbourne. But the road to Tokyo isn't his family's first taste of the Games. His father, Graham Numa, is a two-time Olympian in windsurfing, and Tariki hopes to qualify for the Olympics and to make his father proud. Tariki Numa spoke to the ABC's Marla Damati down at the Sandringham Yacht Club.
My name's Tariki Numa and I am from Papua New Guinea. So pretty much I came from a sailing family. My father's a two-time Olympian for windsurfing, and I come from a village of also great fishermen and from along the coast. Growing up, I never really was into sailing. I was into other sports, knowing my parents were focused on my elder siblings and sailing and stuff like that. Never really had the chance to compete growing up. I just lost focus at a really early age, but then my time came in 2014 where I got a chance to compete at the qualifiers for the Youth Olympics in Brisbane. Fortunately, I got a wild card at that event, and I competed at the Youth Olympics later on that year. And from that time on, I just never stopped sailing.
And how do you feel about the competition this week?
It's pretty tough. A lot of big competitors. It's my first time in the biggest laser fleet that I've ever been in. It's my first time. I'm also in the standard class. I'm stoked. I'm looking forward to it, but I'm just going to go out there and do my best.
Now, it's looking a bit grey and overcast. Is that good or bad for sailing?
For me at the moment, haven't done a lot of strong wind sailings at the moment, so I think this is pretty much good for me. But, even if it picks up, it will still be good for me. But I'm just keen with whatever's ahead and just going to do it what I can.
And when you're on the boat, what kind of feelings do you have? What do you love about it?
So especially on the first days of racing, I'm a guy who's always nervous. There's the adrenaline and stuff that go through my mind and stuff like that. It's really, really high. But I try to really think smart and try to put all that behind and really think of what's ahead and what I could do. And yeah, it's a great feeling of being on the boat. It's just especially getting good results and being up there.
And what is it like being coached by your brother?
It's the best. It's the best. It's sometimes it puts me off a little bit, but I think that's just because we come from a sailing family, and it's just one of the greatest things that I'm grateful for. Has been keeping the sport in the family, and also having the people closest to you being your coaches, and it's just so great to have him as my coach.
And like you said, your father Graham Numa is a two-time Olympian. Yeah. Does that put a bit more pressure on you, do you think, to perform in this week and take that spot?
A lot. It's just I've been trying to smash that dream ever since I've started sailing. I spoke to a few mates yesterday, and they're like, mate, this is a chance to make it into the family. So a few Olympic friends, a few friends that have already made it into the Olympics from Cook Islands and around the Pacific and around the world. I've always been trying to break that record. None of my family members have tried. I think my sister and I are the only ones that are that have a chance to qualify for the Olympics and join our dad as Olympians of our family. But it's just too much on my shoulder at the moment, but I'm just going to try to think of what's ahead and what I can do to be up there.
What's the most important thing for you to come out of this week? Obviously, you are fighting for that Olympic spot, but what else is really important to you?
I think pretty much sticking to my game and try to... I'm not really compete against just one person, the Samoan guy, Aroni, but pretty much just compete against the whole fleet and just get my best out of this regatta, especially being the first regatta in the standard class. Yeah, I'm just going to do my best and I'm just going to hope for much more better results in the coming days.
And take me through it. How does this competition work? So it's over a couple days. How do you end up in that Olympic position? What do you have to do to get there?
Yeah, so there's, I reckon there's three sports for the Oceania, but Australia and New Zealand have already qualified for the Olympics, which leaves one sport open. So it's either going to be, and the only Pacific Islands or the Oceania countries that are here at the moment is just Samoa and PNG, which gives me a fair chance of qualifying for the Olympics. So I pretty much try to stay in front of the Aroni as much as I can, but yeah, he's a pretty tough competitor too, so it's going to be tough.
And what do you say back to your family and friends back in PNG and the ones that support you? What would you like to tell them and what message would you like to give them?
Yeah, guys, I think this is it. We've made it to the big dance now, and I think the bigger dance is yet to come. But thank you so much for all your support. Appreciate it. I wouldn't be here without you all. And also big thanks to the Olympic Committee for funding us to this event. Without you guys, we wouldn't have made it this far. Also to my family, my dad especially. Without him, might have been tears. Without my dad, I wouldn't have come this far. I was actually supposed to stop sailing after the Pacific Games. I think I've made it here, and now is my chance to really get those five rings and, yeah, be my father's son.
Now is his chance indeed. That was PNG sailor Tariki Numa speaking there to Marla DeMardi. And the results of the regatta will come out on Sunday, and we'll find out who takes that final Oceania spot for the Olympics. We wish both Aroni and Tariki the best of luck, and hopefully we'll get to chat to the qualifier on Monday morning on Pacific Mornings.